Talk Live. We're launching into the third hour of the program. As always, bring up whatever you want, but you need to use our new phone number. It's 1-855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE 3733. Joining you tonight, it's Ian.
And Julia.
And Mark.
And, of course, we want to invite you to our website at freetalklive.com. You can enjoy the features that we give to you there. They're completely free. And unlike those other talk show hosts that want to charge you for their websites, we give it away. freetalklive.com. So do head on over there and get interactive. You actually get to control the content of the website. So whatever you see there on the front page was created by listeners just like you. You find something online you think's interesting, you submit it as show prep, other listeners vote on it, you get to vote on things, you vote up or down whether you like or dislike something, and the most voted up makes it to the front page and the top of the website. Meaning we're more likely to see it, we're more likely to talk about it as a result of that. And I'm pretty sure I got one or both of these stories here that I've got out of our website, freetalklive.com, where a grandmother has been jailed after her oil has been mistaken for heroin. Allow me to explain. Now, if you thought the police state didn't extend into Canada, you were wrong. It's not as bad up there, from what I understand, as it is down here, but it's getting worse with stories like this, where a Minnesota senior, according to CBC.ca, was jailed by Canadian border guards at a Manitoba port of entry after a jar containing some motor oil was mistaken for heroin. Janet Gooden.
They say it's dark.
Yeah. Age 66, retired Girl Scout registrar and grandmother of 12, was on her way to Sprague, Manitoba from her home in Warad, Minnesota. In April, when she was questioned at the border, she told CBC News the guards with the Canada Border Services Agency then searched her minivan and found a canning jar containing a dark liquid. A cursory test of the liquid convinced the guards it was the illicit drug, heroin.
A cursory test?
I don't know what that means.
What test?
Wouldn't you smell it?
Heroin,
like,
for motor oil.
Wouldn't it smell like motor oil?
Maybe they thought it was mixed with the motor oil.
Yeah, like hid the heroin in the motor oil.
I don't know if they thought it was
people will want to do
yeah.
that. I don't. Who knows?
Maybe they thought it was black tar heroin or something.
Some people just don't know.
Black tar heroin is solid.
Like tar.
They don't know that.
Right. The cops.
Look, if you're a police officer and you're arresting people, you should know that then.
So here's my prison story. There's this guy, they called him RoboCop. He, just loved to, I don't know, he's just with this, by the book. He got kicked off a police force. This is the kind of...
That's tough to do.
Tough to do, right? And
now he's working as a CO, corrections officer?
Wore his pants up around his navel, just that kind of guy. And he found himself a big bag full of white powdery substance. And
where?
In the dormitory, somebody's room.
At the jail.
At the jail. A big bag of cocaine? Come on. I mean, I've been there for years at this point. I'd never seen anything like it. He's like, Edgington, come here. Is this cocaine? And I'm like, and I stuck my finger in it, put it in my tongue. And he said, yeah, that's baking soda. And he says, baking soda is supposed to fizz. I'm like, I've never had baking soda fizz anymore.
Only when you pour vinegar on it, right?
And he's like, I'm calling the main control. Dude, don't call main control. Don't call. They're going to make fun of you.
I left,
and you know what he did, right?
He called him.
Of course he did, because he just had to believe that this big bag full of baking soda was cocaine.
Tell you what, we'll get back to this lady here and her story. We've actually got Joy on the line in Virginia and listening via XM. Not Joy, it's Jay. Jay, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello there.
Good evening, guys. I'm trying to get up to New Hampshire, and I'm trying to find, these tent communities or communities where you just move in and get the heck away from everything.
Mm.
I just left Florida here Saturday and stopped seeing my daughter in Virginia, and I want to see if you guys have some help.
Well, it's an excellent question. I don't know of any offhand. I know that they do exist. I mean, there was a group of homeless folks that were camping out behind the local grocery store here a couple years back. They were ousted from that area by the city at one point because they had some sort of an unapproved structure or some other nonsense. And they haven't gone away. They've moved somewhere else. I don't know to where they have moved. I don't really run in those circles. But I think it would be great if we had some investors maybe maybe moving to New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project who wanted to buy up a big plot of land and let people camp on it. I think that makes sense. It would be a cheap thing to do. I'd be interested in investing in something like that. You know, buy up a plot of land and then don't pay the property taxes on it and let as many people want to, you know, kind of squat there and live there as want to do that and, you know, charge them a few bucks a week or whatever cost to keep it. You can do it a lot cheaper than an actual campground would, and I think it would work. I just don't know of anybody doing that. I think maybe up in Grafton there might be a chance that there's something like that going on.
Yeah, I've heard of that.
What I would recommend is that if you're coming to New Hampshire, you get plugged into the Liberty Activist community here, and maybe some people can point you in the right direction on that.
Well, I appreciate it. I've lost everything. My wife passed away 3 weeks ago, and I've made the house, my semi, and I've just said enough was enough, and I'm tired of the Florida laws, and I don't want to live here, so I'm headed to New Hampshire.
Well, I heard that, man. I can tell you, I hope that you've come up here with at least a little bit of money to take care of yourself with for a while you get settled in, because it, you know, never looks good when somebody shows up and, you know, has to check in at the homeless shelter or something like that, and that has happened a couple of times thus far. So, you know, what's your financial situation like?
Well, I got a couple $100, a few $100, but it's nothing. You know, I'm gonna go rent an apartment or anything with.
Right. Well, some people have made it work. I can tell you that. Some people have come up here with nothing, and they have gotten a job, and they've gotten kind of plugged in.
I think the willingness to work is high on the list.
The willingness to work anywhere is a very important factor. If you're going to be picky about where you can work, then it's going to be one of those situations where you're going to be complaining because you won't be able to find what you want right out the gate, and then things will get tight on you. But, yeah, it's still not too cold. I mean, it's the summertime, so it's a good time to be doing some camping in New Hampshire, but eventually that will become an option that is not really too palatable, I think, for most people living outside during the
wintertime. No, there's that guy, Jumanji Man, who walks around town. He lives off 101 in the woods all winter.
I believe there are hardcore people that do that, but whew, boy, I'm glad I don't live that life.
I've done it. As a matter of fact, I have already bought all the winter clothes that I need, and I was really considering that to be a possibility to happen.
Well, here's what I'd do if I were you. I'd drop into and this applies to anybody who's considering a visit or move to New Hampshire, drop into a few active forums that we have up here. There's the Free State Project Forum at forum.freestateproject.org. There's also the Free Keene Forum at forum.freekeene.com and forum.nhfree.com. Those are three of the most active liberty activist forums up here. And that's a good place to throw out a question about, you know, where could I come and camp? You know, does somebody have a piece of property where I could throw you a few bucks and come in and set up a tent? And I think you might find somebody stepping up and saying, hey, come on up here to Grafton or come on over here to wherever. And I think that over time, though, this would be something that would be I'd like to see expand. I'd like to see more low-cost areas for people to just kind of get a foothold in, move up during the springtime, you know, set up a tent while they get their S together, so to speak, and maybe get a place that's a little warmer during the wintertime.
Well, I appreciate it. I started listening to you guys here about 3 months ago, and I'm 50 years old. I like everything you guys say. I mean, you just...
Thanks, man. I appreciate it, and thanks for the call. We'll see you when you get up here. Drive safe, and good luck as well, because New Hampshire is a tough place to make it work. It's the greatest state. You've got to be pretty... If you're going to be outside, you've got to be pretty rough.
Rugged individualism. Yeah. It's the word of the day.
Yeah, absolutely.
Sounds like you might have it.
But if you're going to come up here, and I'm not saying he was saying this, but there's a certain type of person who maybe gets the wrong impression about the Free State Project, that they think it's going to be like the Free Ride Project, where they're going to come up here and everybody's going to take care of them.
It's an intentional community where they take care of me.
No, yeah. No. Mm. No, we're not going to find a job for you. You might, if you go to the Free Keene Forum, there is a jobs area where if there's a job around and I see it, I'll post it and other people will as well. They'll post jobs available.
Sure.
But we don't have a job sitting here waiting for you on a silver platter. You're not going to be given hundreds of dollars when you arrive. We're coming up here. This is Free Talk Live. You've got to make it work for you.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. Are you looking for a concealed carry holster? Crossbreed Holsters is the home of the world-famous Super Tuck, the most comfortable concealed carry holster on the market today. Try one out and see how truly discreet and comfortable carrying concealed can be. And find out why we call it the ugliest holster you'll ever love. We are the standard others try to imitate.
Get the original. Get your Super Tuck at CrossbreedHolsters.com. Again, that's CrossbreedHolsters.com.
The Ruger LC9. Compact, powerful, and perfect for personal protection. The LC9 is only slightly larger than the popular Ruger LCP. Features a checkered grip frame to provide a secure and comfortable grip and includes a finger grip extension floor plate. The LC9 also has a dovetailed high-visibility 3-dot sight system, blued alloy steel barrel, manual safety, and loaded chamber indicator. The LC9, another innovative American-made product from Ruger. Learn more about the Ruger LC9 at Ruger.com/LC9.
Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with 2 black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
If you're concerned about radiation poisoning from Japan in the air, water, or food and can't find potassium iodide, go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com and choose Liquid Zeolite. Liquid Zeolite is hands down the best product to remove radiation from your body and safely removes toxins, heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. For fatigue, muscle weakness, headaches, memory loss, influenza, joint pain, or toxic radiation poisoning, use Liquid Zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Liquid Zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid Zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of Liquid Zeolite at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com or call 800-880-9976. Call 800-880-9976 today and learn how to get free bottles of Liquid Zeolite.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up what you want. The number for you, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE. That is toll free. You can bring up whatever you want. That is the point of Free Talk Live. Joining you this evening, it's Ian.
And Julia.
And Mark.
We invite you to our website at freetalklive.com. You can enjoy the news updates there. You get signed up and we'll keep you in the loop whenever there's something you need to know about Free Talk Live. Go to news.freetalklive.com. Get signed up there. It's free, of course. news.freetalklive.com. You can sign up for email updates, Twitter, or Facebook. All at news.freetalklive.com. We just got off the phone with a gentleman who was on the move. He has gotten rid of some of his stuff down south, and he's heading up to New Hampshire. And, you know, Mark forgot to ask him to sign up for the Free State Project if he hasn't done this already. And if you love the ideas of liberty, and you're about sick and tired of watching freedom die around you, and you want to do something about it, then you owe it to yourself to go and check out the Free State Project at freestateproject.org. Go and read the statement of intent. And if you agree with it, then sign up and get on up here. Move, make your plan. Start planning. If you got a business, plan to make the move with a business. If you got a family, bring the family up with you. But the idea is a simple but powerful one, and that is to bring liberty-loving people together to the same place so they can get active to achieve liberty in their lifetime. Now, there is a community here, and they do care about one another. There's a lady that got hurt recently in a fall off of her deck, and like paralyzed, kind of hurt, really awful.
Yeah, she may be able to walk again, but it you know, every day that goes by, the chances lessen, right?
But she's been in the community for a while, and so people know her, and the support poured out for her.
Indeed,
as a result of that. So it's not to say there isn't support here for people, but if you're a total newbie and you're coming up here expecting to be given a job and
there's
to have
support.
A bunch of people,
handouts.
Right, and have a bunch of people wanting to feed you and or, you know, give you a place to stay for free, then you're going to wear out your welcome real
fast. I didn't
get
that impression from this guy.
No, I didn't either. But I feel like I need to put that out there.
Yeah.
Because sometimes people get the wrong impression about the Free State Project.
Indeed, they do.
They think it's like the Free Lunch Project or something like that. And no. These are, you know, radical individualists, people who are very self,
sufficient.
Sufficient, right. They're responsible individuals for the most part.
Please come here if you can take care of yourself.
Yeah, exactly right. We want you to add to the community, not to take away from it. Now, that's not to say you couldn't come up and crash on somebody's couch for a few nights as you're kind of visiting.
It's been done many times.
Right. I mean, there's the Activist Center here in Keene, for instance. It's been known to have some folks stay the night there, and it's, you know, a fairly cheap way to crash for a night rather than getting a $50 to $80 hotel room.
There's not a hotel.
It's probably more like $70 to $90. It depends on the season. The price.
The cheapest hotel in the area is like $120.
No. It depends on the season. You can get a hotel room at the nicest hotel in town for $70 during the winter. I mean, it depends on the demand. But
it certainly can go up.
Right. I hope I made my point clear. So go to freestateproject.org. to learn more about this. And that's another opportunity for folks that are of the investor type. If you got some money to invest, you get more than a few hundred. If you get a few hundred thousand, you know, you could get property up here and rent it out to incoming people that need a place to stay and that need a place to stay that's a little cheaper. There are a lot of people that are willing to rent rooms up here, but there aren't as many people that are investor types that have made the move thus far. And I hope that we'll start to see that change. I think we are over time here. Let's continue with you and your thoughts. Justin is calling from West Virginia. Justin, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Julia, and Mark.
Thanks for taking my call.
Sure, Justin. That's what we do. Go ahead with your thoughts.
All right. Well, of course, you know, West Virginia is it's a coal mining state, very heavily unionized, and also very heavily religious, I guess you could say.
Okay.
I'm asking for, some advice on how to get the real grassroots thing going on down here. Kind of splitting the divide around here, and I don't know how. Wow, I've never been on radio before.
Well, just pretend like you're not on the radio. You're just talking to a couple guys and a lady.
Well, I listen to you guys all the time. I kind of feel like I'm talking to some friends here because I've gotten a lot of advice off of you guys. But
there you go. So, what are you looking to do? You're looking to start some kind of activism thing?
Exactly. Yes.
This is a great question, and I wish I had a really good, solid answer from, you know, experience of, you know, creating something from scratch. I can tell you what I did, but what I did was 10 years ago, and so the options should be a little wider now than they were back then. I went and I got involved with the Libertarian Party in my area, and that was a way to instantly connect with people who were of a similar mindset to me. That's one option. I've heard the Campaign for Liberty has become a real option for folks, like the guys down in Orlando. We've talked about so many times, where, by the way, Mark Schmitter has been released from jail in pending an appeal, the guy that was jailed for over 150 days for handing out flyers outside of the courthouse.
Mm-hmm.
He's out of jail for the time being. But those guys down in Orlando, they met up because of the Campaign for Liberty. And I would say that the Campaign for Liberty, at least in Orlando's case, has been far more effective as far as doing activism is concerned than the Libertarian Party down there. I've never heard about the Libertarian Party activists getting arrested for handing out food to homeless or hungry people in the park or doing a protest at the city hall or anything like that. So I would say look into the Libertarian Party, look into the Campaign for Liberty, and see see if either of those groups exist already in your area. If so, that might be a good place to go plug in.
It's kind of a problem there because I'm the only libertarian that I know of around here because, like I said, most people are... It's either... I follow the Bible or I follow my union. Okay?
I get where you're coming from.
Yeah, I...
Maybe it would be easier for you to pick, like, a specific issue instead of being entire liberty-minded. Maybe there's something that is liberty-oriented that's a specific issue that people down there would find really important.
Well, this is how it was in most people's lives. I mean, you usually are the only liberty-minded person you know in most places, with the few exceptions, unless you're already involved in some sort of group. So the idea would be to go to the Campaign for Liberty site and find out if they have a local group that already exists there. You may surprise yourself. I mean, you're talking about Charleston, West Virginia. It's not a small town by any means. It's a fairly urban area for West Virginia.
Well, actually, I grew up in a suburb of Pittsburgh, so it's... I don't know, totally different, but...
So you're saying it feels small to you. I get what you're saying there, but, but my point is, there are a lot more people in Charleston than you know. So you don't know how many other liberty-minded folks there are up there. I mean, we've been on the air in Charleston for years now, and clearly there are people that are at least enjoying this program. It doesn't mean that they're on board with all the ideas, but I would imagine that you would find some folks around there that are interested in doing things. And I think that the Campaign for Liberty is a good place to start. The Libertarian Party probably lesser of a good place, but also worth a look. And then go to those, if they exist, go to a meeting and see who's there and see how you gel with them and start talking about ideas as to how you can get out and get the word out about freedom. Maybe the Ron Paul campaign right now would be a good thing to check into as well, to see if there's a local Ron Paul group.
Well, my wife and I was lucky enough to convert her because she grew up with a heavily unionized, I'm not going to mention the union because obviously I have to live around here, but we've been to those, I guess you can call them social gatherings around here because that's all they are, everybody knows everybody, everybody.
Well, maybe what it would take is somebody to be an instigator. I mean, to somebody to go and say, hey, why don't we do this and I'm going to make it happen. Who wants to help? And then see if you can turn that social group into a group of activists. Because I totally understand your frustrations, and I wish you the best of luck. Thanks for
the
call. Let us know what
I've had to pay the fines that I've had to pay.
No, I totally understand, man. Let us know what works out for you, because it would be interesting to hear your story if it becomes a success. And I thank you for the call tonight, Justin. We're coming up.
What nutrition are you missing that's leading to the four major diseases? Cancer, arthritis, heart disease, and Parkinson's. There are at least 80,000 medical studies that show a lack of the protein glutathione to be linked to cancer, heart disease, Parkinson's, macular degeneration, lung disease, digestive diseases, diabetes, Alzheimer's, ALS, rheumatoid arthritis, and lupus. In all, at least 68 diseases. What is the number one food by which your body is most empowered to increase its glutathione production? It is undamaged whey protein from grass-fed cows. One World Whey is truly the first undamaged whey protein powder on the market. All other whey proteins are damaged by heat, chemicals, and filtration. One World Whey is now the standard by which all other whey protein powders can be measured. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit OneWorldWay.com. That's one world, W-H-E-Y.com.
Are you tired of spending money for metal canning lids year after year? Then stop. Stop buying metal lids and get Tatler reusable canning lids. Made of USDA and FDA-approved food-grade plastic, Tatler canning lids let you safely store emergency preparedness foods for years. Traditional metal lids are single-use throwaways that contain BPA, but Tatler canning lids are indefinitely reusable and guaranteed to last a lifetime when used as designed for home canning and contain no BPA. Tatler lids are dishwasher safe, perfect for standard pressure or water bath canning, eliminate food spoilage from acid corrosion, fit standard mason jars, and are proudly made in the USA. Place orders by phone at 877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's 1-877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's reusablecanninglids.com. Tatler Reusable Canning Lids, the original since 1976.
Big Berkey water filters are in high demand. Storable foods are also in high demand. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has always kept our focus on the Berkey water filter products. But increasingly, our customers have been asking for storable foods. After months of research, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com now offers great-tasting, long-lasting, storable foods. These ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches. All you do is just add water. And because they're sealed so well, they come with a 25-year shelf life. Combine our Berkey water filters, which are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water with our storable foods, and you have a winning combination. Remember, we offer free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Talk Live. You can bring up anything. Dial in toll free to 1-855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE. And joining you tonight, it's Ian.
And Julia.
And Mark.
855-450-FREE. The website, freetalklive.com. You can enjoy the features that we give to you there for free. The listening options are included. We've got a broadband stream and a dial-up stream as well. They're free around the clock, so you can pour in the morning. You want to hear the latest episode of Free Talk Live, just tune into the stream. It's right there at listen.freetalklive.com. Plus, you can get details on the other options for listening, including about 109 great radio stations across the country that air the show throughout the week at various different times. Our satellite listening options, including XM satellite radio. We got two different channels up there that we're on. And our KU band free-to-air stream, as well as our webcam and the listen lines that allow you to call in from any phone that can dial long distance and listen that way as well. Plenty of ways to get Free Talk Live into your ears, and go and get the details at listen.freetalklive.com. We're talking about a woman who is 66 years old. She is the grandmother of 12, retired Girl Scout registrar.
Makes you sound wholesome, doesn't it?
She has been busted at the border with a Canada Border Services Agency. They were serving her in a way that she didn't expect by arresting her for possession of heroin. Now, what happened was they'd searched her minivan as she was trying to get to Manitoba from her home in Minnesota, and they found a canning jar containing a dark liquid. This, according to CBC.ca. A cursory test convinced the guards it was the illicit drug, and Gooden, who was heading to Canada to play bingo and visit her daughters, instead found herself heading to jail. She was handcuffed, arrested, and charged with possession of a drug for the purpose of trafficking, as well as importing a controlled substance.
Now, here's something that I find amusing about this. Would somebody trafficking heroin have one little jar?
One
like,
canning
when you
jar.
Risk going across the border with like the intention of smuggling drugs, you would have a lot, and they would probably be placed like inside the car.
Right,
I mean,
the
this
doors.
Wouldn't be like a jar of motor oil in your trunk. That is just so silly.
If any private organization, if a security company perhaps caught the lady and they tried to hold her over, and it was found out that it was motor oil and not heroin, they'd have a lawsuit like you wouldn't believe.
Yeah.
And these people would be fired. They'd be drummed out of town. They'd never get another job. These people are not – these officers are not going to face any kind of penalties.
They hardly ever do.
It just seems like these people didn't think about this at all. Like, okay, A, old lady, like, by herself – B, one jar of motor oil. Like,
well, to A, it's not uncommon for elderly people to be used as drug couriers.
Fine, but, I mean, drug couriers have lots of drugs. It wouldn't be financially worth it in any way to bring one jar of heroin
over.
That
I agree.
It has to be worth it.
You'd think they'd know what old motor oil looked like and smelled like. You'd think.
Well, anyway, let's continue.
Why was she driving around with old motor oil in a mason jar?
I think she says that her brother had changed it and like left it in there.
Mm, I see.
There's a reason. It had nothing to do with her.
It was a big jar then, huh?
She said, I couldn't even think. I was so astounded. I said, that's not even possible. I said, I'm sure it's oil that was put there that was left over or something. And they said, no, it tests positive for traces of something. She had no money. She had no money for bail and spent 12 days locked up at the Winnipeg
12 days?
Remand Center before further testing proved the liquid was not heroin after all.
What kind of original testing said that it might be heroin?
They don't get into the details here.
Of course.
But the police only have so many tests that they can use. They have these on-site tests where they're designed to give an initial positive reaction or negative reaction.
And the motor oil did this?
That's the claim.
I don't believe that at all.
It is pretty unbelievable.
I think that they just wanted to arrest this lady. They thought they'd caught something big.
So here's the interesting part. There's a lot of interesting parts, but this is particularly useful. The old lady said, the inmates were all very good to me. I wasn't afraid of them at all. And, you know, there's this myth out there, and, to some extent it's probably true with violent, dangerous people in jails. I mean, those people do exist, for sure. You know, you get the drunk guy that comes in too late at night and he's, wasted and violent. I mean, no doubt those people exist in jails. But jails, in a lot of cases, are just stacked to the brim with people who've been arrested for driving on a suspended license, with people who've been arrested for possession of marijuana or black tar heroin in this particular case, with people that have just, they've got an addiction problem or they've got a driving habit or something like that. Really, you're not talking about the most vicious of people that are typically held in these jails. This woman was not intimidated in the least bit by the other people that were in there with her.
I have been in two county jails in my life, one in Manatee County, Florida, and the other one up in Canada near Buffalo. I can't remember, St. Catharines or something like that.
Wasn't the Canada one an immigration?
No, it was just a regular county jail.
Okay.
I was in there for an immigration issue.
Got it.
And I was kicked out of the country the next day and can't go back. But I can tell you that the Canadian jail was very, very, very nice.
Much
and
better.
The inmates were very, very nice there.
Interesting.
And comparative. Like, there was a world of difference. It wasn't, it was a little better. No, no. It was a lot better. I mean, you walk in, the inmates offered me cigarettes when I walked into the, I don't smoke, but thanks.
Why? Why do you think that is?
It was just a nicer place. I think it's probably because they treat them better.
Hmm.
You know, the conditions were better. The food was better. Everything was better. So, as a result, maybe people were nicer. So I think I'm going to attribute it to being a Canadian jail. That's what I'm going to do.
1-855-450-FREE. Maybe you want to give us your jail experience.
She's a lady, and I have only spent in a real jail cell 18 hours. I was in a holding cell for 18 hours once, and all of the ladies in there were very nice. When I looked in the guys' cell, there was like way more guys, and they were really packed in there. And I was like, just thinking, ugh, I wouldn't want to be in there. But the ladies were all very nice to each other.
Makes sense. So she says here, remember, it's interesting. This is the kind of lady that's likely going to be one of those people that follows the rule of if you can't say something nice, don't say something at all. So I think it's interesting that she comments about how nice the inmates were. But you don't hear her saying, well, the guards were really great, too. They were really kind, and they gave me an extra pillow. And she's not saying that. She's not saying anything about her experience with the guards. Nonetheless, she said, being locked up and not know I would ever get out in my lifetime, it was just... It was so scary.
I bet it was.
And do you think this woman, it ever crossed her mind
never
that she could get locked up for a drug crime?
I find it, I mean, when she's in jail, obviously the first thing that comes up with conversation with the other inmates is, what are you in for? And I feel like if you said, well, I'm in here because they think that something I have in my car is heroin and it isn't, like, nobody would believe you.
Hmm.
Like, it seems outrageous.
I don't know. You think this day and age with how absolutely absurd the system is and the cops are?
I could be wrong. I'm just making assumptions here, but I feel like, I don't know.
I think a lot of people in jail have been busted on trumped up charges. And they've been harassed by the police. And they've been, you know, lied to, and stuff has been made up about them.
We certainly get letters from them all the time.
She goes on, the story goes on here at CBC.ca. Godden hasn't been given an explanation from Canada officials about what happened.
Why should they explain anything?
Nor has she been offered an apology.
Why should they apologize? Are they going to
lose their
jobs?
Oh, I don't know. They made a mistake, and they took 12 days of this woman's freedom from her.
They almost never do. Working for the government means you never have to say you're sorry.
Yep, you're absolutely right about that. She would like both and has retained a lawyer to look into filing a lawsuit.
Bet she would.
More lab testing should have been performed prior to charging or detaining Gooden, according to the lawyer.
It really took 12 days for them to come back with the test results?
Well, it's the government, of course. I'm surprised it was that speedy. They don't have to have the test results until the trial, right? So that trial could be a couple months away.
It's pretty awful.
Yeah, they don't care if people sit in the county jail. They can care less.
No skin off their back. Newman, who is her lawyer, said they should have waited and until the other lab tests had indicated whether or not there was heroin in the motor oil. The other difficulty is a test like that only indicates the presence or absence of something. It doesn't say how much. Some other bureaucrat said he was going to look into it.
Good.
One of their representatives.
Thank goodness.
Or something like that.
Maybe he'll get an apology for her.
Yeah, I doubt that. They don't care. They didn't even apologize to her when she got let out of jail. All right, lady, you're out. Looks like we were wrong.
Bye-bye, Grandma.
We're coming up. This is Free Talk Live.
Okay, everybody, with summer full blast right now, we're all going to be busier than ever. Traveling, picnics, family get-together, so much to think about. What are you going to do? How are you going to handle this all? You start taking Nature Bee, that'll do it for you. I'm Mike Buck for New Zealand's Nature Bee to tell you that Nature Bee will help because it actually has every vitamin, mineral, amino acid, and antioxidant you need right here in beautiful, pure plant pollen from clean, green New Zealand. I'm telling you, you don't need to keep it in the medicine cabinet. Not a drug or a stimulant. It's real food. Over 150 micronutrients. And I'm telling you, the benefits are amazing. Starting out with better sleep and ending up with energy to go all day and all night when you need it. And here's the bottom line. Try out Nature Bee risk-free because of a money-back guarantee. That's right. A huge six-month supply, $99.95 plus delivery. We cap you with three extra months for free. That's nine for the price of six right to your house with a money-back guarantee. Toll-free. 1-866-834-8355. 1-866-834-8355 or naturebee.com.
Energy, energy, and more energy. We all need it. Get the energy you need quick through the powers of wild forest extracts. Wild Chagan birch bark are the secrets of the forest, used exclusively by Russian athletes. Wild Chaga is the world's top source of superoxide dismutase, the critical enzyme that blocks the aging process. Chaga is good for your heart and even helps support healthy arteries. Wild birch extract is the top source of betulin, a natural sterol needed by every cell of the body. And healthy cells mean a healthy body and a more powerful you. No wonder it's known as a king of all herbs. Experience real energy and power like you've never dreamed possible. Take Chago Charge Tea with Wild Birch Bark every day and Chagamax capsules to get the energy you need. You deserve it. Order today by calling 877-817-9829. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
OpticsPlanet.com is where discerning gun owners and outdoorsmen go to gear up. OpticsPlanet has the best selection of rifle scopes, red dots, night vision, holsters, bags, and tactical gear on the planet. With always low prices, free shipping on most orders, and expert customer service. Go to OpticsPlanet.com/GCN to get a free gift with purchase. That's OpticsPlanet.com/GCN. Or call 800-332-OPTICS. 800-332-6784.
Hi, this
this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Will I have garlic breath after I take Ali-C?
We get that question all the time about the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. And the answer is, Ali-C contains stabilized allicin, nature's antimicrobial agent, and the active ingredient in crushed garlic, but will not give you garlic breath. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies, using low doses of allicin greatly reduces the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Our powerful Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin. Just one tablet of Ali-C is equivalent to 40 garlic cloves. It's effective against asthma, MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections, and helps lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. Plus, it's a natural mosquito repellent. Boost resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali-C. For more information and to order Ali-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 877-888-7126 or garlichealthproducts.com. Fight back with Ali-C.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Moments remain. Enough time for you and your thoughts at 1-855-450-FREE. It's 855-450-FREE. Joining you tonight, it's Ian.
And Julia.
And Mark.
We invite you to our website, freetalklive.com. Hey, if you like the show and you want to help support Free Talk Live, you can do that by becoming an amplifier over at amp.freetalklive.com. You can get signed up there for as little as $3 a month. We'll take that money in, reinvest it into the show, get on more radio stations around the country, and bring more internet listeners on board as well, exposing new people to the ideas of freedom. So head on over to amp.freetalklive.com. You'll get perks too, like access to the Amp Only call-in lines, the Amp Only forum, podcast, and more. Once again, amp.freetalklive.com. Let's talk to Chris, listening in Ohio to XM Satellite Radio's America's Talk. Hello, Chris.
Good evening.
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
I was raised a good Republican, and then I became a business owner and having to start paying the taxes. I am a self-employed truck driver, owner-operator, and I'm new to your show. And so basically my question is about the liberty movement versus the climate change movement. There's a lot of regulations being put in place that are specifically targeted at me, and as a small one-truck operation, I simply cannot afford the updates that they're requiring, and so my only option is basically my form of civil disobedience is buy an old truck that doesn't meet the new guidelines, refurbish it, and keep driving it, although I won't be allowed in California. But I don't subscribe to global warming, climate change. I just don't believe in it. I'm not trying to start that fight. I don't even know where you guys stand on that. But from a personal standpoint, how do we handle the liberty movement versus people who are, you know, dead set in that movement?
Okay, well, it's a pretty open-ended question here. Let me give you at least an opinion first, and then we'll see where we can go from there. As far as the climate change thing is concerned, I think you're going to get a disagreement between at least Mark and I don't know, I don't remember the last time Julia was able to address this issue. But I don't know. It seems like the climate changes. I mean, change is inevitable. I just don't subscribe to the idea that humans are necessarily the cause for it, and I certainly don't believe that governments are the solution to it. All that said, Mark, what do you think about it?
I think that that in models, carbon dioxide has been shown to create sort of more heat. It is certainly a greenhouse gas. There's no argument with that. There is evidence that in fact plants will grow more abundantly with more carbon dioxide. So therefore, that eats up some of the carbon dioxide. I also think that our environment is much bigger than just carbon dioxide. The problems that we have are just much bigger than that. I think that methane methane is a much bigger problem. I think you could eat a vegetarian diet and drive a big semi and do better for the environment at that point by producing the carbon than you would be by riding a bicycle and eating beef. So I think that the climate change people are trying to control the world, and they're using the they're using science to get what they want. They're kind of using science to lie.
Hey, I agree.
Hold on one moment. I'd like to hear what Julia says.
Well, I wish I could remember the details better. Now, I watched, I think it was a documentary. Don't quote me on it. But the guy who invented the Weather Channel was on it. And he was talking about the percentage of carbon that's actually caused by human beings. And it's 3% versus 97% coming from plants and other causes. Don't quote me on this. In addition to that, I think that he was talking about, they were showing climate over a long period of time. So if you took a graph of, thousands and thousands of years of climate, it goes up, it goes down, it goes up, it goes down. I think that people, it's really easy for people to say, it was hotter 10 years ago.
Yeah, humans are terrible at this.
Right. And that's what people say. I've heard people say the leaves don't change because it's hotter up here in Vermont. I remember there was an article in the newspaper about that, how because of global warming, the leaves weren't as nice, because they remember it being nicer. And I just think that that's what people put their emotions, it's very easy for that information to be skewed, and people aren't actually really looking at climate change long term. I don't buy into it at all.
So there's three answers for you on the issue. I'm not sure if that really answered your question, though.
Well, it does in a way, but like the specific individual problem that I have is, and I'm trying to put this in a nutshell, starting in like 2004, 2006, they started putting regulations on the engine manufacturers, and the short version is, the new requirements make the trucks less reliable, more expensive to work on, so on and so forth. I can take a 15-year-old truck, put it on the road hauling freight today, and actually have a lower cost of operation because
incredible.
I don't have all that crap on there.
Yeah, it doesn't surprise me at all. And
what the government does.
Right. It kind of reminds me of some other stories where, like, for instance, with the toy business, there's a new package of regulations that went into effect last year, I think, where basically they've increased the regulatory structure so much that mom-and-pop toy manufacturers can't afford to make these toys anymore because they have to put it through this crazy check for, what was it, lead, I think it was?
Yes,
lead and something else.
They made regulations that ran mom and pop toy manufacturers out of business.
Right.
But they were fine. These regulations do nothing to the big toy manufacturers.
Right, because they can just eat up the costs, and it's not a real big deal to them. And to you, as the independent operator, it sounds like they're doing the same thing. They're putting regulations into place that the big freight haulers are going to be able to handle those upgrades. They've got the money to absorb those costs. But the little guys like you, it's going to put you out of business and therefore make the industry that much less competitive. It sounds to me like you've come up with a decent workaround, and there's always going to be some sort of a loophole, and it sounds like you've found one to exploit to keep your business going. But as you said, you wouldn't be able to truck into California.
I have a 2007 model truck right now with 2006 engine. Starting in 2014, I cannot take this truck into California without putting $25,000 worth of upgrades on it.
By upgrades, you mean downgrades.
Well, I have to put a filter and this, that, and the other. So basically, I'm sitting here thinking, okay, well, you know what, California? Y'all can starve to death for all I care because I'm not hauling nothing to you.
That's what you get. That's unfortunately what's going to happen is, and that's a big deal for you too, because there's a lot of business out in California. So that's not like something that's easy to just cut off and say, well, I'm not going to do it anymore. That's a pretty big step. But all that said, how would they enforce it? Would it be at an inspection station that they'd pop your hood and look for that filter, or what would they do?
California Air Resources Board is going to have enforcement capability. So when you roll in, if you don't have the right tires, if you don't have the right filter, if you don't have side skirts on the trailer, there's a whole big long list of stuff that you're going to have that they'll just say, no, you can't come in. I know you guys are running out of time. I want to say this real quick. It is so awesome to hear three people sit and have a conversation without one time being ugly to each other, and I think it's awesome, and I love this show.
Oh, thanks, man.
You just wait until I get ugly with Ian.
I saw Mark get ugly on the break.
It was during one of the breaks, yeah. Mark was losing his hat over some frustration with his computer.
The secret of radio is the off-air show is always better than the on-air
show. Yeah.
Hey, thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you, Chris, and drive safe out there. So, 855-450-FREE. Man, the truckers, man, they've got it hard. It is a tough, it's a tough life, number one. And number two, the government doesn't make it any easier with all their crappy regulations they force down their throats.
You know, I feel, I always feel such gratitude towards truckers. You know,
the way people
walk up to soldiers and thank you for your service. I don't feel that way at all towards soldiers. Frankly, I think most of them, you know, went into it because they couldn't find anything else better to do when they
got out
of high school.
Yeah.
Truckers, that's how I feel. But you can't identify them. So when they call in, they say they're truckers. I always, you know, these are the people. Hey, everybody, you're eating something. You're buying something.
Yeah,
you're doing something.
Like,
it's because some trucker drove that thing someplace.
That's right. I mean, they really are the heroes, the cowboys of America.
They really are.
They keep this country running. And if the truckers decide they want to stop serving California, California is in trouble. I mean, if more drivers were like Chris and they had some sort of a boycott, you remember the one where they were going to drive into D.C. and, like, clog up all the roads?
Yeah, I remember that.
I feel like that happened at some point. It was so long ago, I don't remember all the details.
There certainly have been more than one instance of trucker boycotts.
Right. If the truckers want to make a statement, they will be heard. And whether California is going to change their laws as a result of it is another question.
That's true of taxpayers, too, but they've never bothered to make a statement. And,
right.
You know, it's difficult to get everybody on board when you do these kind of things. So, you know, well, keep them rolling, I guess, is the only thing I can say. Good luck, guys.
Yeah, so cutting out California, that's a pretty big sacrifice. There's a lot of business out there, obviously. But there's still 47 other contiguous states to deliver to.
Some smart person will set up a way stations in Nevada or Washington or something like that, Oregon, and just let people drop off there, and then they'll pick up the load and run
it into California.
With a new truck and run it into California.
That's thinking there. Hey, it's been Ian here with you.
And Julia.
And Mark.
Back tomorrow night. Join us online in the meantime at freetalklive.com.
11 long-haired friends of Jesus and a chartreuse microbus.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.
As a smoker, you know traditional cigarettes are unhealthy, and the taxes be the very beast stealing your freedom to smoke. That's why the Vapor Station offers an assortment of electronic cigarette kits. Each rechargeable, refillable kit is an effective, affordable alternative to smoking. No combustion, no tar, no foul lingering odors, and no smoke, secondhand or otherwise. Just inhale pure enjoyment and exhale vapor. Take a puff just about anywhere without getting hassled. Get your e-cigarette kit now at VaporStation.com.